The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Do you think we should paint the guest room before Jody gets here?
Why? Is the paint peeling off the walls already?
Oh, very funny. You know, we've had painting that room on our to-do list forever. The white walls in there just aren't very interesting.
Aha, I think I see what you have in mind. A nice neon yellow with black leopard spots, right?
In your dreams. Look, I talked to Jody about this yesterday. Her favorite color is light blue. That'd be just great in there.
Yeah, I guess it would. So what do we need to do?
How about we get some tarps? Maybe a few brushes and that special blue tape and some paint race.
Oh, I remember why I don't like painting. It was so simple in the good old days. All you needed was a brush and a can of paint. Paint stores have entire aisles with all these different kinds of paint, all designed to do just one thing, change the color of your wall.
Maybe we should figure out what we have already that we could use before we go to the store.
That's a good idea. Let's see. How about using some old sheets instead of buying tarps? And we must have at least a half dozen different kinds of tape around the house. One of them should work, right?
Good suggestions. But don't forget, when you talk about the good old days, a lot of that good old paint contained lead, harmful for people and the environment.
Well, that's true. Maybe we should look for blue paint that's made with plant oil extracts. I've never really liked the smell of paint.
Let's see. What else? Oh, brushes. I'll go check the garage to see if we have any leftover brushes.
I can answer that before you even look. I think I was in charge of brushes last time out, and I waited too long to clean them up, so I just tossed them.
Thanks! So at the moment, we need paint, brushes, and paint trays.
And we probably don't even need very much paint. The guest room isn't very big. You know, there are stores that salvage building materials, including partial cans of paint. They might have blue paint.
You mean if someone purchases a can of paint and decides they don't need to use it all, and they don't want to keep the paint for later, they can sell it to another store?
Yeah, though I don't think you make very much money doing that. But the most important thing is that the paint gets used. Why don't we call the salvage store now and see what they've got?
Imagine how much money we've saved just by doing some research ahead of time. We've gone from needing at least 5 new items to probably just a couple.
Reduce, reuse, recycle when you're thinking about painting projects. Take a look at what you have around the house. Those old sheets or newspaper could be used instead of tarps. And if you just need a small amount of paint, check the salvage stores first. And if you find yourself with extra paint at the end, consider taking it to the salvage store or donating it to a church or school.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.